And that's the Mishnah is talking about. It's saying Tzoras Ayin is made to Zomen. And everyone knows Tzoras Ayin is Kino. Hem Shech Avad will bring it before Shagamar, before Shagamar of them. Tzoras Ayin is Kino. So the Ben Yehuda learned that it's an offshoot of Kino. Dr. Ben Yehuda, Shua Imer Ayin Ara Pirush Mi She'ein Noi Simech V'chelkai. V'oyein Es Chaveiro Ya'osher Mimenu Masa Yashir Kamoyu. In the Rabbeinu Yonah, this is the Taish. Someone has an ayin hara, it's anonymous of being someone who's not Sameach B'chelkot. That's why it's an ayin Sameach B'chelkot. What the Rabbeinu Yonah says about that, we'll see maybe the Hemshech tonight. We have to open up a little bit tonight, the Sugi from Kina, that's what we want to do tonight. The Iker, maybe, Tchilas Kivun of the Mahal HaVoidah, we're going to try to work on Kina. That's what we want to do tonight. Let's open up, let's bakant. The midas akina. Most people promise we're not to be bakant. We're really bakant. Kai Baruch Hashem. A little bit. Let's try to shtal avek. We see in Chazal the midas kina. Terechod sad kina. It's from the midas hametzuyas b'yaser. It's come out the constant. The ganze holch yoylich seder uvelim hazer. Shlomo Melech says in Kehelos. Duma. Shlomo Melech says in Kehelos, Re'isi ani es kol ha'omer es kol kishrin ha'amayza ki hi kines ishmael. Very, very brash statement. Re'isi ani es kol ha'omer es kol ha'omer, come on, all the toil, all the exertion, everyone's running, everyone's pushing, everyone's working, es kol kishrin ha'amayza, all the abilities that people are mefateach. The driving force, that's what Shlomo Melech was saying, the driving force was also tutzuk in their belt. It's kishkin ishishmei. It's a double bar. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's neteah l'midas kin is one of the basic yisoidus of what runs Elam Hazeh. That's what runs, what makes Elam Hazeh move and work. K'nira, this good tachlis, techlesim, we're going to talk about it in Hemshech Inyan. Oh, but that's a clue. Kina was that's everything that's going on over here. He kinnishes mirayu. One brocha stuff he was saying. Margal b'pumei the rav. Margal b'pumei the rav. Loi koilam hazeh oilam abba. Oilam abba ein boi loy achila loy shtia. Loy pir v'yivya loy mata v'mata loy masa v'mata. V'loy kina v'loy sinu v'loy tachas. So watch. Rav always talked about it, Olam Haba is under Metzias from Olam Haza. And he labels different things. He doesn't talk about everything we do in Olam Haza. All the things that he's labeling, he's being Magadir, he's being Taicha, Vos is Olam Haza, Olam Haza is a Mokham Achilu Vashti, it can't be Mekayim. Can't be Mekayim without Achilu Vashti. Peri Verivya, Masav Matin, this is Olam Haza. He doesn't say Olam Haba in Bekas, he doesn't say that. It's also true. Can you hear it? There's a taich. Kina again is not just a meter that mention a makani. Kina is part of the taich. Kina is a maz. This is a maz. This is a matzias maz. That's the driving force in this world. He kinnish shesh meriyo. And as mutzui as kinnish is, it's mambled when you're misboin a little bit. This is what we don't realize, how destructive koyach there is in kinnish. The destructive koyach, what a destructive force it is. How many things kinnish pasha destroys? It's machrid out of your sight. Start off with ben adam l'chaveri in relationships with people. As a cause of sinner, as a cause of machlekes, kamat l'chaveri, it's fair to say, what's the magist? Kinnah is kamat the greatest gurum for sinner and machlekes. It's makaris in this nasty parashah and kedoshim. Teres Kahanim, state, at the beginning of parashah kedoshim is be'etzem, another Mesira of the Aseres HaDibris. Now the Aseres HaDibris is given Bahakel. It's the Lashon of the Teres Kainim. So it's a Dibris, we're given Balashon Yochid. Here was given Bahakel. What's the difference is the Shinuyim. State over there in the Teres Kainim is Moined, how Yazoi. State in the Teres Kainim that the Zekeneged Zeh from the Lav of Leisachmai. Lav of Leisachmai, the Aseres HaDibris. Which is the alav of kinna, it's machlik zeshenu, if the kinna has to come li deimaisa or not. Is the lesachma going just on the mead itself, or it's only the mead when the mead is bali deimaisa? But kaponim et zikr lesachma, that's a share libyeu, that's shteitin kadoshin, the zek and egezeh, is vahachta lemech lemech. Where was it said bahalk and kadoshin? Where was it said the love of lesachma? In vahachta lemech 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 lemech. There's two stodim of the coin. You can either be a mekane, or you could be after Echemaych. The midah which most stands, the most is essentially stopping a person for avas rei, which causes sin aschin and sin asrei. It's kinem. It's mafurish in the lashon Ramban. There's a glali Ramban. Right? So it's the Ramban in this passage. For Ashur after Echemaych, touches up the whole mitzvah. And Ramban, when he touches up the mitzvah, he says, "Yitzava oisonu hakosuv." Shelo yiyeh p'chisa sakinah b'liboy ele yitein avas chaveri b'liboy b'li shirim. As he mentioned in Kitten, there's a million midas. It's mitzavah kosev lo'asir kas, lo'asir peida, lo'asir lo'ashin hora. That's a statement about it. It's not grada mida gonna wait. This is the mechitza. This is the first mechitza, the basic mechitza, the mida of kinah, the basic mechitza which doesn't allow a person to have Ava to his friend. Doesn't look like a person to have again. You can't go anywhere. You can't build the Ava. You can't build the proper relationship of Avas Yisrael. You don't work from Kinnah. That's Mitzad Ben Adam HaChaver. Ben Adam Ma'atzmoy. Which even always talks more to us. Ben Adam Ma'atzmoy, the Koyach Harris, the Koyach Churban of Kinnah also is Ma'amashayim Ben Ayur. It's the mission says. All the Farshim say it doesn't mean only Haba means Elam Hasa. It's Moitzis Elam Oilam. Praise the Lord. Ben Yain over here, Amshul Ben Yain, when he says it over, what, skipping a little bit, but he says, someone who is Nisavel, Ledvorim She'ena Shaloi, Makane, Amachshovai Mekalkeles Es Gufoi, Ki Iskatzer Ruchoi Moitzis Meroilam. The Pasha breaks down the human being, it breaks down the mensch. Breaks down the mansion. Avtem Shlomo HaMelech said, Rekev Kav at some is kin. As Hashem hoped to me, Yachin, maybe it's about Gantz of Adi, after the top Taichin, the Oimek, what Shlomo HaMelech said. The Aleph Beis, what he said is that kin is an eroding koyach, it's an erosive koyach, it erodes, it's recovered. It eats away at the mansion. Kin doesn't allow a person. Doesn't allow a person to live. Doesn't allow a person to be happy with anything. It's married the gazach. Mamish married. Mabul the gazach. And then see the shoshan. Shoshan. Nikias. I got this. But the Nikias. That's what shoshan talks about. Midas. Shoshan. That's what Mizir. Miachet the burn and midas. At the end of Perkei Alef Nikias. I have to look inside there. He talks about a lot of midas, but he also says miachet the dibur and kinner. And he says I'm married the gazach. The Chazal say the pasuk. Pasuk in Yishaya state, Yishaya Yud Aleph. V'sora kines Ephraim, v'tzoyre Yehudi yikareisu. Ephraim lo yikane yis Yehuda. Talk to Mr. Shalom Hazel. Mashi yod lanu hanovi al azmana osit. This pasuk is coming to tell us that the Novi is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyai for us. There's going to be a matziv. Shalman tiyah toivas Yisrael shleima. Osit lovi HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put us in Me'in Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put Klal Yisrael in a matziv where they should have shleimus. So what is the Kadosh Yaktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahosir miribeinu hamida hamagun hazois. Kadosh Baruch is going to have to make Kailua surgery. Kadosh Baruch is going to have to make a matzah where he has to uproot the midas akin from Kal Yisroel. Va'oz li lo yitzar le'echad b'toivas ha'racher. V'gam li yitzarach ha'matzliach la'hastar atzmo yedvar b'mifnei akin. Well, exactly the situation like this. Kadosh Baruch wants to give us Kol Toiv. He's going to put us in Gan Eden, better. Oh, but if he puts us in Gan Eden together with midas akin, it's then himself, garish when himself. First, it's going to be a Kol Toiv Shavoylov. Every single good thing in the world. He can have everything a person can want. However, if he have me the sakina, he won't be able to enjoy what he has a kiyuze. He's not going to be able to have a toivah. The hatov is not going to be able to be there. The only way HaKadosh Baruch will give us a toivah is if he's oiker from us, the me the sakina, that's the sorah, kina, sefrayim. HaKadosh Baruch is going to be mesa, the me the sakina from us, in order to enable us to enjoy what we have. It doesn't allow a person to have. He can have everything, and kina destroys everything. This is the merit of Gemida of Kina, the merit of destruction, destructive Koyach of Yisrael of Kina. So why do we have to Metav Zuchin HaMahalach? Metav Zuchin HaMahalach to work on Kina. Before we start, I'm going to start with Shani Yisrael tonight. But it's chashuv to mention, it's not any union in Musa, there's always a Yetzahara that pushes the person and says, like, face them. But when the Swarm talk about Kinnah, they talk about Yenims, who... Kinnah comes in a lot of tzuris. Swarm over here talks about it. Comes in a lot of tzuris. Navada, the tzur hagasa b'yosef. Is when Kinnah brings a person, they ma'isa ad kidei ritzicha, like the Kain. Kinnah could bring a person, push it ad kidei ritzicha. Kinnah could bring a person, the koyach of the midas Kinnah is that he wants to be mechala lagami, the makar hakinnah. He wants to push it, destroy and erase the again. That's the shurish of the midas Kinnah. Some people's faith is them so strong. But the ma'isa, that is a mute. And a lot of times a person pats himself on the back and says, okay, you know, that's not me. It's not. Kino comes in a lot of tzuras. And there's no one in this room. There's no one in this room who's naki from Kino. Most of the times, when people are a little bit developed, it's much more misbati bifnin. It doesn't even come out too many times, at least in the lehedi de goifin towards Yenim. It comes out between you and your wife, how you talk about Yenim. You talk about that very mutzlach, like a person. It comes out in your own ayin ra, you look at him. It comes out in lashon hara. And many times, believe it or not, you don't even realize how it comes out. It comes out that push makes you not a happy person. There's a letter in Ali Shor, so we can see all these things in Hemshech. In Ali Shor, Chelek Aleph, is a letter of Wolbe Hazar. Bocher wrote to the Wolbe a letter. Bocher came to yeshiva. And after a few months, he's depressed out of his cable. And he writes to Wolbe, Namdein Rabbeinu, Yadricheni. What's done? He doesn't say why he's depressed. And Wolbe says, Interessant as Ach. I've been borrowed that the reason why you're depressed is because of Kinnah. 100%. Kinnah. That means there's a tofa'ah, there's an appearance. That sometimes a person doesn't even know why he's upset. He's just not happy with himself. He's miyuish. He's depressed, he's got... And it's be'etzim because he's mulli kinder with what's going on out there. That's the unbelievable example of kinder. The person would never think he's a makane, he doesn't look bad at people, he never said a bad word about a person. But the way it was shtel techavech by this person, and many people, I think, speaking to the tzibur, I think they could do it. See, eye to eye with this is that kinder many times just comes out that you're just not a happy person. Maybe you're worked out enough that you're not going to take it out, it's in the other person. But the meat of kinna, that jealousy that's eating you up, and you're tortured, from the jealousy, the way it's misbati, you're not happy. You're not happy about anything in life. You're just not happy. You're not happy. This is one of the biggest garments I'm going to roll from stam atzvus, depression, unhappiness in life. Kinna is one of the daily garment. So you have to know, there's no one as naki from kinna. We have to work on it. So So before, we're not going to start tonight, but we're going to shell like a kivun. I want to start like a very chosh of yisurk, which I think has to be the kivun and how we have to go. And we'll start like at the kasha. It's a kasha of man tshuva. It's a kasha of man tshuva. The shayla is, we just showed that, come on, kin is so prevalent. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Everyone has it. Everything is, come on, kin, there's a fingerprint everywhere. The God of Akota. But the Mr. Sherman, he tells of Akina. He says the following. Akina, Gam hi ain't ela chesron yediyah v'sichlus. Anyone knows that a medayik, ain't ela means not that God is a dog. This is the chesron of Akina. Kina ain't ela chesron yediyah v'sichlus. Chesron yediyah v'sichlus. Chesron yediyah means there are basic facts that a person is missing. Facts. Chesron yediyah. Chesron yediyah doesn't know. So what's in front of him? Sichlus. Tipshus, naris. Kina is tipshus and chesaron yediyah. It's called kulei tipshus, naris. It's foolishness. Stupidity, we call it in English. Why? So he says two reasons, the two basic main reasons. Two reasons. Ki eina mekane marviach klum la'atzmoy. The gamle mafsid l'mishum is ganaboy. Your next day neighbor all of a sudden gets a shirich. You have a daughter in Shaduchim. It looks like it's a shirich. And even I need to be in dafka daughter in Shaduchim. And I add on it. You gotta stell it. You're burning with kinna, you come home, burning with kinna, like this, that. What are you maviach with your kinna? What is kinna? Kinna doesn't do, it doesn't hurt Yanin. Yanin's causing you a kinna. You don't do anything, at least maybe if you go with Bazik, if you take a bath, and you get about the head, you can tell the lepers a kinna, maybe, yeah, sure, you tell yourself you did something to him. Otherwise, he's calm, mekane, nothing, you don't do anything to him. And you yourself don't get anything. What are you doing? It's like amazing. Come on, any person. Sometimes the wife sees it. Sometimes the wife. It's part of the kinnish. She can't see it. Somebody else could see it. But any person who's standing on the sidelines and looking at the person's makani, realize like, boy, what are you thinking, boy? It's amazing. I'm asking a shalman tshuva. It's a takaf of us. Why are we so taken by kinna? Why is it such a, why are we all conquered by kinna? Why are we so raptured by kinna? So to get to what I want to bring out another question that I once heard. It's a question I want them to think about. The best thing would be if I would leave the oil for a week and we come back at time with you, it's been around so much time. I won't call it a shiur, a program in the a good convention. There was shaila shetshuvos they sent in. Shaila questions and answers they sent in. People sent in questions and answers. I heard it over, someone gave me a tape. And there was a question. Shmamish, this is a psicha, the shaila. It was a shaila from a rav. The person was a rav himself, the person was asking. And he asked to help him out with this nakuda. He says, you noticed in his kila a very interesting zach. In his kila, you noticed a very interesting phenomenon, which he called it. That it comes in Lysa, you're dealing with the tzibur a certain amount of time. The tzibur is molly with tzaris and nisyanis. There's tzaris and nisyanis all over the place. People don't have kids. People have kids. Disabled kids. Kids in Shaduchim, who knows when. Sick people. People die. All kinds of tzaris. Parnosa nisyanis tzaris. Come out in Mishpacha that doesn't have a tzar in a kilo. Come on. And he says, you know, the Emma says, this is Yisrael Kedoshim, Roiv Ruba the Tzibur, the Maisa, they're able to hold on his son. He said, you'd be surprised that the level of Bitochen and Amun and the Klai Yisrael has. There's a little bit of Drocha, work together with them, and then Taka, it helps them. They're able to be Oymid bin Isayin, they don't break down. They're able to be Oymid bin Isayin, Amun and Bitochen, sometimes in an unbelievable way, they might shine and sparkle how much they could show Amun and certain Tzars, and they step up to the Isayin. He said, but that's all when you're talking about tzoris coming in. He said, Mitzad Sheni, there's another sugya, he said, which is like, you would think it's the same tibur, you think it's the same kilo, but it's like, it looks like a different kilo. When it comes to what he called, when it comes to yenim, makes a chasana. When it comes to stopping a machlokes, stopping jealousy, stopping lashon hara, stopping machlokes in between, forgetting yenim, yenim got the stella, yenim is rich, yenim built this, yenim built that. Yana made a big chasana. So what? Yana made a big chasana. Yitaka made a big chasana. What does it bother you so much? Let the Rabbanim deal with it. What does it bother you so much? He said, it's the same as the people. He says, he talks to them and he works with them and he starts telling them, B'tochad, you realize Yen got the position, Yen is rich, it's not gonna touch you, ki uze. Ain adam nagea b'muchon shachaveroi. Afilu gmalei nima. I tell him, Sukkim B'tochad, I tell the same people, B'tochad, emuna. It's the same as that people. Nothing talks to them. What's going on? What's the pshat? I'm trying to, if you realize B'tochad, Yen is gonna take anything away from you. She got that shirich. You wanted that same shirich. It wasn't for you. What? He saw this conflict. The same as that people. The same as that. It's a shaila. It's a nice shaila. There's a lot what to say. There's a lot to think. Go home. Ask his noshim. See what they say. Think about it. It was better if I would give time to think about it, but the daiti, I don't like saying things, there's nothing else, but the daiti, a borer, the chilek is a klar chilek, and this is going to be a psicha. The chilek is, when a tzara comes on a person, the tzara comes on a person, the ibishta, there's no midas that I'm afraid of the person's emunah. Chal yisol taka has emunah, they're maminim b'nei maminim. There's a little hadrocha. The Madrigas Amunah that even Pshutei Ham have are unbelievable. When a Tzorah comes in a person has a Machla, a person doesn't have children, a person does not. Any of these Tzorahs, any of these Tzorahs, any of the challenges. Amunah, there's no Be'etz Midas that get in the way. I'm a Yen, I got a Shirach Yen, I got a job that I want. Yen has a better kids than me, Yen has a better wife than me, Yen has Chulei, whether Yen is successful in anything, any Tchumi successful. It's me, this I can't. And Shteitan, this is what I want, Shteitan, this is a marvelous Zach. The Kol Zman, a person doesn't work on the Misak and the Mida of Kenan. All the Emunah and Bitochen in the world is not sure that Kihuzet to stop this, Akapon. That's exactly. It won't stop this, Kihuzet. All the Psukim you'll throw at the person, there'll be Perech, Ba'ava, the person's always Avada, but now, in this case, it's not Nagaya. Of course, any person, but this case, do you see what the guy did? Can you believe it? How could he do that? It's Bar of the Shemesh. I just want to show so stark, you see clearly. You can have all the Psukim of Betochim, you can have all. It's Kamara Chazal. This Chazal say about Kerech. Kerech, that's because I'm not going. To say this, it's embarrassing to say it. Adam Gavli, it was Doyle Yisroel. Chazal asked, Ma roa Korach, lach like a Moshe. That's what Chazal asked. Ma roa Korach, lach like a Moshe. I mean, it says in the Pesukim ahead you. It says in the Pesukim. You have a ganze shita. Kol ha-kal, kulam kadoshim, ha-madua, tisnas, wa-kal Hashem. He thought Moshe Rabbein is Nevi, was that Mitzar Atzmoy? What did Chazal ask? The Teretz Chazal was asking, there were so many holes in his argument. I mean, there were so many holes in his argument. How did he not see that? How did he miss it? That's what Chazal asked. What did Chazal say? It was a Adam Gadol. Didn't he realize the Yisoid is B'tochen? We'll bring by him Shech Bez Hashem. Meshech Chochma says a big Yisoid in the mistake of Korach. But didn't he realize that? He wasn't holding. Zong Chazal, Maro Korach. Maro Kerch Lach like a motion is scane and the Sviusa shall it's off in the museum. That answers everything. There was a Nagia of Kina. When there's a Nagia of Kina, we have to get down to what this Nagia of Kina does. We're not talking about it yet tonight. But there's a Mida of Kina which is a monstrous Koyach in the mensch, in the goof of the mensch. And when that Koyach runs wildly, you can have all the Svaris, you can have all the godless in the world, and it doesn't, it's not Chalaki who's that. Memela, this is, I want to use this question that was asked as a psicha. There's a lot of svaras that are mentioned in Rishonim and Achronim. Devin Ezra and the Beis Levi say a beautiful pshat. They talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzav lo yisachmoid. And they say svaras and they say yisoidus. Different things. Maybe we'll see them. Hemshech we'll see. But dach sechmir, you cannot start working on kinah with these svaras. Mr. Sham also says all kinds of things. If you're going to start working on kinah, there are a lot of yisoidus in betochen. There are a lot of Yisoidis in your Shemayim. They talk to B'tochen. They talk, I'm sorry, Kinnah. But they're not going to help a Ki Huzeh if the Midas HaB'tochen, if the Nefesh of Bahamas was the Mokum with the Midas lie. We spoke about this last month. If it's running around like a Vilda Behemoth, the Midah of Kinnah, it's not going to help. we have to start with. This is what we saw. We have to first understand the midas akina, understand what's going on inside us. You can only, all these first work as a tzirif when you're stopping misakin and controlling. We'll see, you might have to satiate. It might be a midas, you might have to talk to it. You might have to handle it. You might be looking for something. You might have to do something with it. You might have to talk to it. It might be uncontrollable. We have to first figure out the midas akina. We have to figure first the midas akina. We have to first open it up a little bit, discover it. Each person has to be makir inside himself and see that it's there. And then he gave him a tzarif, all as far as, and we can work together with him. But the first thing, that's going to be a kivun, and then we're going to work. The first thing we have to understand the etzem midah, understand the chinuch of ourselves. And the etzem is the klal gadol midas. And klal gadol midas, the lashon is your German, it's makta midas, in Perek Yudal, the lashon is, ki kulam yitzio megedre haseichel hanochin vayosher. It's a lashon. All midas are like that. All midas, if you look at it themselves, they have as much sense as a two-year-old. Mamish, pshuta, as much sense as a two-year-old. They make absolutely no sense. Oh, but the nefesh Bahamas is running wildly. The seichel's not there. That's all of us. We spoke about the last month. That's running wildly. That makes absolutely no sense. Mask. Oh, but it's in Metzias. It's in us. We have this monster, this midah, that's running around wildly. That's extremely strong. We'll see how strong it is. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's a keich vanimte ganze mensch. And it doesn't have an ounce of seichel. And you can't start talking to the seichel. You can't. It's like talking to your two-year-old with the seichel. What are you going to tell him? Explain to him. I shouldn't put the pudding all over his head. What are you going to explain to him? You can't talk to him. You have to first start handling the tikkun hamidas. That was the yisoid. That was the yisoid in that kilo and agav. This is one of the biggest challenges for a baal bas. He was this person. This rabbi was a rabbi killer. He was dealing with Balabatim. One of the biggest challenges of Balabatim, they stopped working on midas. Yeah, we spoke about last week. The hair is the hair in shul all the time. The hair, the speeches, all beautiful things. Of the musik, the person should work on himself. Work on midas. Masakin things. Pashuk, when calls man, you're in the base medrash, you're tied to a place, it's working on musik, it's epet basam musik of there. But one of the biggest challenges of Balabatim, they stopped working on the midas. They stopped, I'm not saying everyone, but there's a tremendous stagnancy in that area. And Mela, that's what he's saying. It's keferlich. There's tons and tons of sugis, parenting, whether it's shalom bayis, whether it's the sugi he was talking about, they're in a dead end because there's no way, you can tell them all the speeches you want, but they're not going to help us, that's not my musga. The vegas klor, this is what we're going to start, as Hashem, we're going to start working. We have to first see what is the need of kinah, what's about it, what is it, understand a little bit. We have to go into the chelik of the mensch. What's it all about? What is it that just that pulls the person? What is the midas akina? Understand it, then together, eventually, as Hashem, we could work together. All the yonah b'tochin, then we could control it, as Hashem.